What is up, everyone, and welcome back to the Boss Lady Social. Oh, there goes my co-host, my dog, Posey. If you're watching on YouTube, say what's up. If you are catching us on a podcast platform, feel free to slide into my DMs, screenshot this, say hello. I want to know who you are, where you're tuning in from, and I love to just learn from the people about what I should talk about. My name is Courtney Schoberg. I am your host. I have been an online entrepreneur full-time for over 6 years now. I have made well over $1 million. I've bought my own house. I've hired people. I've fired people. I've been in legal lawsuits. I've lost a lot of money. I've made a lot of money. And my goal with this podcast is to give you the no bullshit advice that could take you from one level to the next. My literal dream and goal and what I get to do for a living, and I'm so grateful for, is to help entrepreneurs make more money so they can have more time freedom, more financial freedom, and live their dream life, whatever that looks like to you. So I'm super excited. Today we are talking about what I believe are the most underrated online marketing strategies. Welcome to the Boss Lady Social, the podcast designed to elevate and empower women in business. If you're a go-getter, looking for actionable tips and game-changing insights, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Courtney Schoberg, and I've been an entrepreneur for over a decade. I've built a million-dollar membership in hashtag software, served over 20,000 business owners and clients, and I've had a lot of ups and downs, laughs and tears, successes and failures in business. And my goal is to share it all without sugarcoating a damn thing. This show is all about providing you with practical strategies to take your business to the next level. I'm here to help you navigate the challenges, embrace opportunities, and build the business you've always dreamed of. From magic marketing tips to financial insights and how to get legally legit, we'll cover a wide range of topics that are essential for your growth and success. No more guesswork. It's time for actionable advice that you can actually implement. So whether you're a seasoned business owner or just starting to dream big, this podcast can help you no matter where you're at in your entrepreneurial journey. The road to success can be challenging, I know, but you're not alone. So hit that subscribe button and get ready to be inspired and empowered. Let's get into it. There are a lot of strategies. Do reels. Do TikTok, do Lemonade. That's the new one, right? YouTube shorts, podcasts, blogs, email. There are 5 million things. Facebook, ads, paid, organic, in-person marketing, online marketing, mail marketing, like physical mail. There are so many different things. And I wanted to break down what I believe are the 5 most underrated online marketing strategies, from my opinion of doing this full time for a long time, not just for myself, but for the over 10,000 women that I have helped and men. Shout out to those few guys out there who resonate with my marketing. So let's get into it. So number one, my biggest goal has always been, always will be, I will never let this go, email marketing. Let me say that again. Email marketing. I love email marketing for a couple of reasons. Number one, for every dollar that you spend in email marketing, statistics show you make at least 40 back. Can I say that again? For every dollar you spend, you get at least 40 back. There are no other platforms of paid marketing that are like that insane. Basically, that means that if, let's say, your marketing platform costs $20 a month, okay? If you times that by 40, that means you're going to get an average of $800 a month from your emails. Now, I personally make about $1,800 per sales email that I send to my very modest list. I think my list is like 6,000 people. It used to be a lot bigger, but I did a cleanup recently and I got rid of a bunch. You don't need to have a very big list to have a very big impact. Let me say that again. You do not need to have a very big email list to have a very big impact. And when I say impact, I mean impact on your income, impact on others, impact on your company, impact on all the things. Email marketing is never going away. Okay. Couple reasons why I love email. Number one, people, you know, have been studied and there have been a lot of surveys and tons of research done around email marketing. And 90% of people, I'm just throwing this number out there, I'm pretty sure it's close to it, but it's a high percentage of people. I think it's like 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4 people would rather be sold to in their email inbox than on social media. Why? Because a lot of people get on social media to like escape, right? They want to learn something. They want to laugh. They want to see what their friends and family are up to. And if they're constantly just being pitched to, it gets overwhelming. And then that's when they unfollow and they decide they're just not going to fuck with you. Okay. So that's number one. People legitimately have said, the people have spoken and they have said they would rather be pitched to in their inbox. Why? Because they typically just check their inbox maybe twice a day. Or if they're like me, like never. I hate email. I check it, but like I go through phases of not wanting to have anything to do with it. But guess what? Every time I check it, just recently I bought $1,000 program. Didn't even know it was for sale. She sent an email. I bought it. It was a very good program. But like, she didn't know that I was in her pipeline. I didn't know I was in her pipeline, right? Email marketing is magic. Okay. So number one, email marketing. I have always loved email marketing. And if you've been following me for any amount of time, you should know that like my literal goal on every social media platform is to get people onto my email list. Period. I don't care if you follow me. I don't care if you subscribe to this YouTube channel that you're watching or podcasts that you're listening to. I'm recording it on video and audio. I just want you to get in my inbox. I want you to hear the fun things that I have to say because I teach a lot of fun things. Marketing things, life things, copy, business. Sometimes I just talk about my relationship. Sometimes I just talk about my dog. Sometimes I talk about the dog in my neighborhood that took me 18 months of walking next to him every single day on a walk with Posey for him to finally let me pet him. If you're on my email list, you heard about that. His name's Kai, right? So number one, most underrated online strategy, email. Okay, number two, I have 5 for you. This is going to sound really like obvious, like duh, but you'd be surprised, okay? Most underrated strategy, over deliver, serve. What do I mean this? Stop putting fluffy bullshit out. I have been a part of so many programs by high ticket coaches, like coaches that if I said their name right now, you would be shooketh. Okay. Who have literally screwed me out of money. I have one-on-ones that are still owed to me that I paid for by high-ticket coaches and authors that you know of. I'm not going to say their name because karma's a bitch. But just over-deliver, okay? If you say you're going to do XYZ, do XYZ and then Z.2. If the online game, a lot of times what you're selling, whether it's like a physical product or a digital product, how you're going to make money is by having return customers. It's not always about the first customer. It's about them coming back, right? So I ran a business called the Hashtag Files for many years. I made over $1 million from a $35 product. And how I made so much money is because I had return. I had customers who were with me for 4 years. 12 times four, what is that? 48? 48 months they paid me. And they would have still be paying me if I didn't have to shut it down. If you didn't listen to my last episode, go back and listen to the story of how I built a seven-figure business and had to close it down because of a shitty person I hired. But you'd be surprised on how just over delivering a little bit. I'm not saying you have to like work yourself, you know, to the bone, but I'm saying like give that zest, give that little emphasis, that oomph, right? It's like the sea salt sprinkled on the top of the chocolate chip cookie. Like the chocolate chip cookie by itself was delicious, right? I was gonna eat it. But now that it has that little like umami, right now I want a chocolate chip cookie. Now that it has that little bit of umami, I'm going to tell my friends about that cookie. I might even buy a couple more to take home, right? Over deliver and serve the shit out of your audience. I can't tell you what that looks like. Only you can figure that out. But I want you to ask yourself, if I was going to pay for what you offer, what would be a good experience and what would be an excellent one? And I don't want you to go for a good. I want you to go for excellent. Okay? Number three, most underrated marketing strategy, word of mouth and testimonials. Now, a lot of you are probably really deep into the testimonial game, but I know for a fact one of you right now sitting in your car driving, listening to this podcast, have people that have paid you and had a very good relationship with you, and you do not have a testimonial from them. Or if you do, you just haven't put it on your sales page. What are you waiting for? How many times have you gone to buy something, right? A digital course, a digital product, physical product, Amazon. You don't buy shit from Amazon without reading the reviews, right? Reviews and testimonials matter just as much to your digital products and your coaching programs as they do to the physical ones. I want you to stop this podcast right now and either make yourself a note, or if you're the overachiever like I am, I want you to open up your email and I want you to write an email to at least your last five people and ask them to write you a testimonial. People who loved working with you will write you one. You just have to ask for it. Okay? And then not only do I want you to take that and I want you to put it on your sales page, but I want you to put it on your social media. I want you to regularly, at least once every 2 weeks, no, once a week, share this testimonial about why they enjoyed working with you. It literally could be the one thing. You have somebody right now who's interested in buying your stuff, who that might be the one thing that they need. They just need to see some proof that somebody else purchased something and enjoyed it from you for them to finally buy. And this goes for $35 products and $35,000 products. Testimonials matter. Word of mouth matters. So if you're not going to ask for a testimonial, maybe you don't have that, but, and it could be for a free thing too. If you haven't gotten any, if you're new in business and you haven't sold anything yet, I know you've done free work for people, or offer somebody an hour of coaching or hour of whatever for a free testimonial, or in exchange for a testimonial. Okay. The other thing you can do is you can go online and ask for word of mouth. Sometimes I'll go on and I'll be like, yo, I need some new people in my audience. Can you just share with your friend about me if you've enjoyed my content? You know how many people will share my profile? People love to tell their opinions. And if you give them the opportunity to tell their opinion, it's money, baby. Okay? Now, number four. Now, this is a little, I almost didn't put it, but I was like, I'm still going to put it. Because it's technically not online, but it can be used for online. So it kind of crosses, you know, balances on the line of yes and no. Offline connection. Home town connection. What do I mean by that? I mean, have you ever heard of this app called Meetup? When's the last time you held a free meetup at your town library, at your town city hall, at a coffee shop, and you just connected with 2 to 10 people who are interested in what you offer? My hashtag masterclass, I taught that every single week for 4 years. You know how many people I reached with that? 20 to 50,000. I don't know, some crazy number, right? Because it was free. And all of the clients that I got, for the most part, like 99.99999% of the clients that I have, even still to this day, came from that free thing. I know some of you listening to this are like, oh yeah, I went to your free hashtag masterclass. Okay. There is something to be said about offline connection, hometown connection. Also, when's the last time you were just in the grocery store and you just talked to somebody? You know how many times I'll be like, oh my God, I love your shoes. And then we start talking and then I'm like, oh, what do you do for a living? And then they're like, oh, I have a business. And I'm like, oh, do you use social media? And they're like, actually, yes. And I'm like, do you know how to use hashtags? And they're like, no. And I'm like, here, come to my free masterclass. And I hand them a business card or I get them to follow me on social media. Every time I go to the dentist, every time I go to the doctor, every time I go to a store, I leave with a new client. Because I'm just constantly buzzing and talking about this stuff because I'm so passionate about it. I mean, this house that I'm recording this podcast in, I bought with the literal money I made from the skills that I teach. You can't get better than that. So offline connection, hometown. So if that's something that you haven't done yet, download the Meetup app, post in a Facebook group, host a free workshop. Even Gabby Bernstein is one of my favorite people, and she talks about the first talk she ever did was at a library in her hometown, and one woman showed up. And now she makes millions of dollars from the books that she sells, right? It only takes one. And last but not least, number 5, okay? When is the last time you repurposed one of your social media posts or your emails or your blogs? I'll wait. Do you know how much content that you have sitting on your Instagram, on your TikTok, on your Facebook, on your YouTube right this moment that more than half of your audience has never even seen? I challenge you to scroll down. Some of you have been posting online for a very long time, and you have some gems on there that you could either literally repost the exact same image with this exact same caption and new hashtags, or you could take what it says and revamp it with some new branding. You probably could show up for 2 to 3 weeks every day with reposted stuff. Do you know I posted the exact same thing every single month for 11 months, and it was my most high performing post? Do you think that I ever had anybody ask me, why do you keep posting this? No. Every single time, even the same people kept liking it over and over and over and over again. So many of you are stressing yourself out and you're burning yourself out to the point of not wanting to show up because you're working too hard and not smart. The goal is to work smarter, not harder. And that comes with doing things like repurposing. Okay? Why do you think people love memberships and courses and things where they make reoccurring revenue? Because they do it once and it sells a million times. Or can sell a million times. Maybe they haven't hit that yet. But you get the idea, right? It's not like done for you services where you have to continuously do that person's social media every single month. Okay, so when's the last time you introduced yourself on your social media? You could do that twice a month. Check, there's 2 posts for the month, 24 posts for the year. When's the last time you told people what you do? When's the last time you shared your best testimonial? Right? Because a lot of you are going to go get those testimonials because we're talking about word of mouth. Okay, so to reiterate the 5 most underrated online marketing strategies that I want you to give a go, I want you to pick one of them. Okay, we don't want to overwhelm ourselves. Just pick one start with that one, and then like in a couple weeks, add in another. Okay. Number one, email marketing. You should be emailing your list every single week. Number two, over deliver, serve. How can you go from good to excellent? Okay. Because that creates number three, which is word of mouth and testimonials. Okay. Number four, offline connection in your hometown or in a city big that's nearby. And number five, repurposing something that you've already done. So if you have got any knowledge out of this podcast, if you had an aha moment, can you screenshot this podcast or this YouTube video and share it to your social media and tag me at the Courtney Schoberg? I love to hear from you and connect with you. If you have any questions, if you have any knowledge you want to learn, you want me to do an upcoming podcast episode, please reach out. And if you feel so inclined, could you leave me a review? I am really trying to bring this podcast back to life, and getting reviews is going to help me. I'm going to do the testimonial right now. I'm going to ask you for the word of mouth and the testimonial. So I love you. You are worthy. You are a badass. You can do this. Okay. If it takes people 4 years to get their college degree, I don't want you to give up on your business after one. You can do this. You can make money. You can live the life of your dreams. I am proof of it. And I will be back next week with another episode to help you achieve your business goals with marketing strategies. I love you, and I hope that you guys have a fantastic day, and I will see you guys next week. All right, bye.